Hello, you are listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast with Donna Williams. The new year is a time when many people reflect on the past year and set resolution for the coming one. However, by the time the new year rolls around, many people have already forgotten their resolutions or given up on them entirely. One way to increase your chances of success is to start thinking about your resolutions in the fall before the end of the year. This gives you more time to reflect on your goals and develop a plan for achieving them. It also allows you to get into the right mindset early, making you more likely to stick with your resolutions. So, if you want to make lasting changes in the coming year, don't wait until December to start thinking about your goals. Get a head start by setting your sights on the new year now. Let's be ahead of the game. Hi, I'm Donna Williams, your certified holistic health coach, owner and creator of info@highbloodpressure.com. I run short whole foods based detoxes for beginners that focuses on whole grains, lean proteins, and lots of fresh produce that's in season for you to enjoy. It has an easy to follow protocol and it runs for just 5 days. This whole food based detox incorporates foods identified in the British Medical Journal as having the most beneficial influence on the risk of heart attack and stroke, which have the potential to increase life expectancy by 6.5 years for men and almost 5 years for women if eaten on a regular basis. Join this 5-day whole foods detox that starts on January 29th through to February 2nd. Okay, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there. And thank you. Today's High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast conversation is on just 4 tips. Just 4 tips that will help you create a workout routine. So the topic for today is creating a workout routine you'll stick to. At one time, exercising was not something I looked forward to doing or even loved or enjoyed. None of that. But once I reached my 40s, once I got to the age of 40, my body, especially my joints, started talking to me. That's around the same time when my high blood pressure was diagnosed, and I also discovered the price I'll have to pay for quality health and longevity, if that is what I wanted. We are already in December. For me, we should be knee-deep into thinking of new beginnings, fresh starts, and setting goals. Exercising efficiently plays a significant part in lowering your blood pressure. So if one of your goals for the new year is to be mindful of your movement, you will need a solid workout routine. If for the coming year, you're planning to obtain the maximum beneficial effects for your hypertension and the health of your cardiovascular system, then you need to be fit and healthy. But let's be honest. How many times have you started a workout routine only to give up a few weeks later? If you're tired of starting and stopping your workout routine, let's change that this year. Let's change that for 2024. With these simple strategies, you'll be well on your way to a workout routine you love and therefore won't want to skip. Let's start first with picking an exercise you actually enjoy. One of the main reasons people give up on their workout routines is that they don't pick an exercise they enjoy. I didn't pick one. No, I choose the exercise that fits my body, that doesn't hurt my body that much, that complements my body and my bones. So if you're ever forced yourself to go on a run when you really don't want to, then you know what I'm talking about. I used to love running. I love the way it makes me feel. But the impact it had on my joints and my back, I had to give it up. I had to find another form of exercise that give me that enjoyment. So if you want to create a workout routine you'll stick to, choose exercises you enjoy and won't be damaging to your body and your bones. If you hate running, don't make it a part of your routine. There are plenty of other activities out there that will get your heart rate up and pumping. Put it on your schedule. The workout routine you're going to be creating, put it on your schedule. If you don't plan for exercise, there's a good chance you'll end up skipping it altogether. And let me tell you, I plan for exercise, and still there are days when, I don't know, I can't get going. I'll even put on my gym clothes and don't leave the door and don't leave the house. So then I do some stretching on the floor for 10 minutes or so. So if you don't plan for exercising, treating your workouts like any other important task or commitment in your life, it's not going to happen. So you have to make it an important part of your lifestyle. Whether squeezing them into your daily planner or setting an alarm on your phone, take steps. Take steps to ensure that you show up for your workout sessions when they are scheduled. By putting exercise at the center of your day-to-day routine, you'll feel more committed and motivated to stay active and reach your goals. I want you to focus on long term. I had to focus on long term because whenever I got off track in my movements, my joints got stiff. After a while, I became aware that my movements were painful with less flexibility. Most of us, when we think of getting into shape, are only motivated by one thing. And that is our weight. We strive to lose those extra pounds in hopes of reshaping our bodies and feeling healthier overall. But while focusing on losing weight can be effective, it can also lead to frustration and burnout when the progress is slow or non-existent. Instead of focusing solely on your outward appearance, try honing in on your motivation to get into shape in the first place. Focusing instead on how working out makes you feel when you make you move, more likely to stick with your exercise routine even when the results aren't immediately apparent. With time and consistency, your focus will shift from an external goal, like looking a certain way, to a deeper desire for health and vitality. And that's something that no number on the scale can ever measure. How about finding a workout partner? Working out can be more fun and motivating when you do it with someone else. Find a friend or a family member who has similar fitness goals and work out together. Having someone else counting on you will help keep you accountable and motivated when things get tough. For me, there's a group of us at the gym that hold each other accountable because our children and stuff are busy doing their thing and we don't want to force them or drag them to come to the gym with us. We have each other's telephone number, which I love. And we touch base with each other if we don't see each other a couple of days in the week. And trust me, things will get tough at some point. That's just part of the process of exercising and a workout routine. But if you have someone else working out alongside you, it will be easier, more fun to push through those tough times and stay on track with your goals. So today I want you to find your workout buddy, hopefully at the place you exercise. Creating a New Year's workout routine can be simple and effective. Just follow the above simple tips that I mentioned, and you'll be well on your way to reaching your fitness goal in no time. For the upcoming 2024, this is the new year. I'd like you to detox your way to vibrant health. Are you ready to start the new year feeling refreshed, revitalized, and ready to conquer your health and wellness goals like never before? The 5-day whole food detox can help. It will help you to say goodbye to old patterns and habits and usher in the new year with renewed energy and vitality. If by chance you're tired of the same old New Year's resolutions you set every year that fizzles out in February, it's time to join the New Year 5-Day Detox. The 5-Day New Year Detox runs from January 29th to February 2nd. This New Year, don't just set resolutions. Make a commitment to yourself. Join my 5-day detox program and start 2024 as the healthiest version of you. I want you to unlock your potential, revitalize your health, and make 2024 your best year yet. Don't miss out on this opportunity to detox your way to vibrant health. Join us today. I want you to reserve your spot now and embrace the start of a new year right here. Click the link. I thank you for listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast. And if you find this episode helpful, please take a moment to like this podcast and leave a 5-star review and tell your friends and family about us. So again, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Bye, and see you next week.